By ignoring or going against all that has given the world, you're endangering not so importantly yourself, as all of us, the men. Your blood must be my blood, and your eyes must be my eyes. The stubborn second may continue. You've given yourself over to your work. This is what's generally happening all over the American industry seaboard. For there's no other pleasure anyone can find. Your goal or job has transformed you. You're now a monster. All your energies are against what's given. You're walking death. Death is going to destroy us men. I will kill what is evil. The man who chooses isolation screams. If I destroy part of them, it's for freedom. The main characteristic of my American life is fame. Everyone wants media fame. That is total isolation. For Americans, human identity has to be beaten against the world. What are the ramifications of this situation? The ball is running in intensification. General rotation and dark. The light brown haze is over the sky. Finally, ground up shore seems to be falling from the sky. Most of the houses have flattened to the ground. There was an upright building foundation. Finally, ground up white shore lay over the surface. All of the skins of all of the people bled. They fell down. Layers of human skin peeled off from layers of human skin. People fell fatal. Some of the people's faces were swollen to double the size. Fires starting in a dozen places moved from left to right. The railway ties blazed. The railway poles smoked either at their tops or halfway down. In the sky there was a great and enormous column of cloud. This cloud trailed a single thick blade below. Its top flattened as its body below the top swelled, opening like a flower. The cloud seemed motionless. Its head flew first to the east, then to the west, then to the east. Each time it changed its direction, part of it shot out an illumination that was reddening, purpling, rapidly greening. Its inside boiled. Its stalk twisted and grew. It was bigger than Hiroshima. The sky was an almost oblique mass of tiny particles. The cloud came toward the southeast. On the Yokogawa railway bridge track, a long freight train lay on its side. On one side of the Yokogawa railway bridge, thousands of people squatted. A loud noise happened. It shook the ground. Immediately, a column of black smoke rose to the sky in the northwest. Another loud noise happened. This happened again and again, and the columns of black smoke. Fires in the forest above Utabanosato poured downward into red-hot stones. Many of the inhabitants were jammed around the train station, although the trains didn't work. A man's back flesh hung limply down from the lower part of his back, and the flesh on the back of his hands were loose like pieces of wet newspaper. Broken tiles covered the road. Out of the city center, a tremendous funnel of flame shot into the sky. The column of fire, growing, sucked in all the other fires, burnt up Kuya department store. It's a joke through Power Supply Corporation, which would go through newspaper office and the city hall.
Several human bodies floated in the water below the Miyuki Bridge. Outside Hiroshima, the country floor was flat. The 1,000-year-old cancer trees, firmly carbonized in shapes of trees, lay horizontal on the country floor. Silver drops of melted power cables lay scattered the sides of the roads. Live wires dangled from the iron poles. Most of the dead bodies lay on their stomachs and were naked, scorched black in the pool of the ship. The corpses were many. Round black balls lay in the sand. Bodies floated down the river. A child tried to get milk out of her dead mother's breast. The smell was nitrogen. A woman was crying her dead baby. Many living people were diarrhea and vomiting. Dear Charlotte, everything in the novel exists for the sake of meaning, like the theatrical. All human is evil. So I want to go back to the first English novels. Smollett, Fielding, Stern, novels based on jokes that just fit all. Masculinity. Love and Dishes. When a young man was a child, his parents starved to death. A Buddhist priest found the abandoned child. He brought up the child. Japan. The child, now a young man, meets a famous wise old man who says he knows something. The young man tells himself that he hasn't learned anything. The old man tells the young man to go to Buddhist school. As the wise man and the young man are conversing, policemen and prisoners tucked into them, walking by, chant that President Reagan is the best ruler, even though Reagan was the engine king of the prisoner's bar. 2 years later, the wise man knows that the Reagan government's out to get him, because he's wise and the Reagan government isn't. He's wise because, unlike most of us nowadays, he can really touch what's really happening. The police arrest him. While the cops drag his face nobly through the streets, a group of novice priests put the sacred chalice over the head of the young man, who's now a priest. They can't get the chalice off his head. They ask the chained wise man to help them. The wise man can't help the young man, who's lost his head, because the young man holds in Buddhist school, doesn't know anything about himself. The young man can't change himself or anything else. The wise man tells the other dumb Buddhist that the young man will find his head only when he dies. An unknown man tries to kill Reagan, but instead drops three pages. Reagan becomes more paranoid about his power. He and the sage plan to kidnap, bring up in secret, and if necessary, murder the remaining Kennedy children. They have to act, as the wise man says, in accordance with the overall historical imperative. Right now, our main historical imperative is to preserve our imagining, dreams, and our own acting, which Reagan is trying to decimate. The wise man says, you government officials surrounding Reagan assassinate him, you'll save human civilization. We can't successfully revolt against our government because they control technological, military, and psychological information and power. But there's one human power is more ruthless, greedier, and stupider than Reagan. This power lives in the Far East. An essay on the relations between government and power. A presupposition of any government is that humans use social rules to curb their innate greed, anger, and lust. Rousseau said that, the contrary, social rules make us act in ways we have to in order to destroy these rules. This is true. Why did you need to discuss it? The solution has been written, therefore you must. How can a government whose nature is power be good? Only its governor knows it's good for the people. Human beings don't know in this way. A governor has to be in a morally impossible position. He has to become who his position says he is, just as an artist is exactly what is given. This powerful, stupid yellow ruler who lives in the Far East can only speak broken English. Missionaries who dared stormy seas to enter this foreign land converted his first wife to Christianity. At the present time, the United States needs missionaries more than foreign lands. Since he's only yellow and slant-eyed, George Bush tries to fuck her, or the sage and yellow monster planning to overthrow the government of the United States of America. Yellow people, see, are taking over the United States of America. They own vegetable groceries, golf courses, fashion, technological designs, and car manufacturing plants. Unlike us, they believe in wisdom. They're going to make a stage to the American vice president and instill desperately needed anti-materialism. For the last 6 months, the American people have been reacting to the constant political militia, fluctuating economy and social breakdown, by returning to their only memories of social and political stability in the McCarthy era. They're worshiping various post-capitalist phenomena, such as the nuclear family. Such continents are now hollow or formal. Only the forms are sacred, thus the hypocrisy of the middle class. No American believes in anything. Nothing's real. How can anything be real in this world? Yellow books are infiltrating our civilization. Now they're destroying it.
ahora tanta ternura.
Okay. This was Spill the Milk by Earth Eater, and the end of this week's chest. Thank you for company, and I wish you the sweetest luck in this next week. Goodbye.
And he called me on the phone, and he said he wanna bounce. Please, may I sleep? I got shit to do. Go to sleep, too. I'll maybe text you in the morning, good morning, but probably not. I'll text you when I'm ready, though. But I don't get it. 'Cause your baby daddy like me. And your sister wanna fight me. Treat it like some cocaine. No bags, no lies, just lovely. Does your baby daddy like me? Does your baby daddy like me? Does your baby daddy like me? Sola.
We'll be right back. But money, get money, get money, get money, set, get money, get money, get money, get money. Got trust issues for the bugaboos, so don't ask me why I got an attitude. These niggas think that they can play a fool, get mad at you for all the shit they do. They wanna slice, they wanna eat it too. They wanna sacrifice, don't commit to you. They wanna sacrifice, don't commit to you. They wanna sacrifice, don't commit to you. Fuck niggas, get money. Fuck niggas, get money. Says fuck these boys and get money. Fuck these boys and get money. Get money, get money, get money, get money. Said get money, get money, get money, get money. Fuck niggas, get money. Fuck niggas, get money. Said fuck these boys and get money. Fuck these boys and get money. Get money, get money, get money, get money. Said get money, get money, get money, get money.
Back off, Charger. Back off, Charger.